Hey, lighten up, Eyes. You're a big girl now. Shouldn't you be taking notes or something? The camera sees all. I tapped the left temple of the goggles and then forced a grin that hurt my face. Besides, it's not bloody likely I'll forget this ride. I wasn't about to let Django play with me. He was too hypered on fast forwards to be scared. My father had been the same way. He ate them like popcorn when he was working. It had been poor Yellow Baby who had introduced me to Django. I'd covered the babe when he pulled the Pennyplex job. He was a real all-nighter, handsome as surgical plastic can make a man and an artiste in bed. Handsome, but history. The last time I had seen him, he was floating near the ceiling of a decompressed cargo bay, an 80-kilo hunk of flash-frozen boy toy. I might have thrown up again if there had been anything left in my stomach. Copy, basal control? Yellow Baby's calm voice crackled across the forward flight deck. We're doing Mach 9.9 at 57,000 meters. Looking good for touch at 1422. We had come out of reentry blackout. The approach program that Yellow Baby had written, complete with voice interaction module, was in contact with Basil Mulhouse, our purported destination. As long as everything went according to plan, the program would get us where we wanted to go. If anything went wrong, well, the babe was supposed to have improvised if anything went wrong. Let's blow out of here. Django heaved himself out of the seat and swung down the ladder to the equipment bay. I followed. We pulled EV suits from the lockers and struggled into them. I could feel the deck tilting as the wing began the series of long, lazy S-curves to slow our descent. As Django unfastened his suit's weighty backpack, he began to sing. His voice sounded like gears being stripped. I'm flying high, but I've got a feeling I'm falling. He quickly shucked the rest of the excess baggage. Comm and life support systems, various umbilicals. Falling for nobody else but you. Would you shut the hell up? I tossed the still camera from my suit onto the pile. What's the matter? There was a chemical edge to his giggle. Don't like Fats Waller? Yellow Baby's program was reassuring Basil even as we banked gracefully towards the Jura Mountains. No problem, Basil Control, the dead man's voice drawled. Mouth on the main guidance computer, I've got backup. My L over D is nominal. You just keep the tourists off the runway and I'll see you in 10 minutes. I put the microcam in rest mode. No sense wasting memory dots shooting the inside of an EV suit. And picked up the pressure helmet. Django blew me a kiss. Don't forget to duck, he said. He made a quacking sound and flapped his arms. I put the helmet on and closed the seals. It was a relief not to have to listen to him. We had disabled the comm units to keep the ops from tracking us. He handed me one of the slim airfoil packs we had smuggled onto and off of Orbital 7. I stuck my arms through the harness and fastened the front straps. I could still hear Yellow Baby's muffled voice talking to the Swiss controllers. Negative, Basil Control. I don't need escort. Initiating terminal guidance procedures. At that moment, I felt the nose dip sharply. The wing was diving straight for the summit of Mont Tendre. To fight the panic, I queried Infoline's fact-checker, built into the goggles system unit. At elevation 1,679 meters, came the whisper in my ear. Mont Tendre is the tallest of the Swiss Juras. It is located in the canton of Vaud. I crouched behind Django in the airlock, tucked my head to my chest, and tongued the armor toggle in the helmet. The thermofiber EV suit stiffened, and suddenly I was a shock-resistant statue, unable to move. I began to count backward from 1,000. It was better than listening to my heart jackhammer. I promised myself that if I survived this, I'd never go into space again. Never 199. Never 198. Never 100 and... I remembered the way Yellow Baby had smiled as he unbuttoned my shirt that night before we had shuttled up to 7. He was sitting on a bunk in his underwear. I had still not decided to cover the raid. He was still trying to convince me. But words weren't his strong point. When I turned my back to him, he slipped the shirt from